Yep, it says meeting recording is in progress.
Just share content. Okay, the meeting will come to order. Let's begin with a flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. This is for all.
Today is Monday, August 24th, 2020, and this is a virtual public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of and agenda for this meeting is posted on the Township website. The bulletin board at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, is back to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Matson.
I know she's absent. Mr. Matson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
She said here. I heard it.
I did too. Thank you. Ms. Rohrbach?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. I'm not going to bother pre-read the agenda since there's only a few items. E-vouchers, I read them over. And Denise, I asked if you could explain the one charge from the township attorney regarding the developer's agreement.
Okay, well, typically, so I was on vacation last week, and I inadvertently put that in the pile. Typically, once the application is approved, the charges after the facts, like inspections for engineering and other types of inspections, we typically don't present to the board. So that particular charge is for the township attorney who prepares the development agreement, and that's done through the clerk's office. But it's still billed to escrow, so it was in my escrow pile. So that's why you typically don't see that charge. So in essence,
didn't we normally see that if it's charging against the escrow?
No, what you normally see, remember a while back, you guys asked me, what responsibility does the board have for the escrow charge? And I had said under the MLUL, actually zero responsibility, because there's an appeal process with the County Construction Board of Appeals. But it's been this board's practice to at least review the escrow charges that its professionals back up during the course of an application so you can get some idea of how much time we're spending. But once the application is approved and the resolution is adopted, now it's going to compliance and construction, you guys don't see there's a bunch of other escrow charges, not by me, but by Kathy in her capacity as township engineer, doing inspections, by township attorney reviewing developers agreements or issues come up during inspection. But once the application is done with you and the ordinance is adopted, you don't see any of those. Now, if you want to see them, I guess you could ask Denise. She could show them to you, but technically there's no longer a pending application to approve.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd be interested, but again, if you want to see, just ask her, but why, I don't know why you'd be interested in charges that are not incurred for the review of an application before you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Good. Anyone else have any questions about the vouchers? Hey, Denise, nope. Could you mute your line, please? There's a lot of noise coming over your line. Thank you.
So it's someone's line, not hers, Tom.
The only other one that's lit up is...
You've got people on the phone. My theory is it's someone on the phone.
Now I can see who's lit up. It's Tom Yeager. Tom, your line. If you could mute yours, please.
I still hear it.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on, meeting minutes of July 27th, we reviewed. I sent in some changes. I guess others did as well because Denise issued a second set. Anyone else have any comments or corrections to the minutes of July 27th? If not, eligible members would be Mattson, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Rohrbach, Stevens, and Yeager. Could motion to approve the minutes, please.
So move, Mattson.
And a second?
Sharon, Stevens.
Thanks. Denise, could you call the roll on that, please?
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Ms. Rohrbach?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, great. Thank you. And next we have, did somebody just join us?
No, I had to join again because my screen went blank. So I just joined in another window.
Okay. And next we have resolution. I'll bring this up on the screen. Resolution 2020-5 PERS, and we're looking at version 3. So, John, this is the latest. You didn't get any other changes today?
Well, I did. I misspelled Ms. Rohrbach's name, which will not happen again, on page 7 and on page 8. So that has to be corrected. And Denise said that she picked something up. And, Denise, I can't find what you found. What did you find?
Okay, so in the title on the first page, C2 variance to allow construction of an accessory.
I spelled accessory. Yeah, I see. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Got it. So those are the change. Those are the typographical corrections. Other than that, everyone seems to be happy with it.
Okay. And there's a list of the eligible members. Could a motion to adopt this resolution, please?
Motion to adopt the resolution, Mr. Sharon Stevens.
I second that motion, Mattson.
Okay, Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mattson?
Denise, repeat.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Ms. Rohrbach?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
On corrections, there's Stevens' name is spelled wrong.
I have to add an S. I saw it. I was keeping my mouth shut, but I was going to correct it anyway, but you got me.
Thank you.
John's got your back, hey, John, there, Sharon.
I know, and I'm grateful.
And John, there's one resolution in the queue for Baptist Camp. Is that right?
Right, the extension. Yeah, I didn't want to. It's like this close, but it's not there yet. I didn't want to push it.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I think that's it for tonight. Denise, can you tell us what's coming down the line?
There was just an application deemed complete, so we have another residential variance that will be on for the September meeting.
Okay, and that will be September 28th, right?
Yes.
John, will you make that meeting?
No, that's Yom Kippur, and Katie probably won't make it either. I'll ask my partner Mike, or I'll ask someone else to cover. I'll have someone cover that meeting.
Okay.
And not, I mean, have someone who knows what they're doing cover that meeting, put it that way.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, anyone else have anything for the good of the cause? No? Okay, get a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved, David Pepper.
Quiet tonight. Normally you're voting to adjourn and it's like everyone's elbowing each other to make it.
It's the only thing I was eligible to vote on tonight, apparently, so.
And I'll second it for the same reason.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nay?
Aye.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Have a nice evening, everybody.
Ciao.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
So much quicker getting off. All right, what's good?